Okay, what news time is 8:33. We just got word in that Bartlesville schools are going to be virtual for the remainder of the week due to all this weather and a lot of the unknowns, dangerously cold wind chills, and another snow event that's about to hit us, looks like Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening. But right now, we've got Tina with us here. Tina Roman, how you doing there, young lady?
I'm doing okay, Tom. Is it snowing there?
Yeah, it sure is. And I know you're up there in Kansas, and I bet you, just bet you, it's either snowing or blowing.
It's both.
Well, you know what makes people what makes people feel good when they have to be inside? What do they think of? They think of comfort things, don't they?
Yes. And you know what I'm thinking of right now?
What's that?
Springtime.
Yeah,
springtime.
Me too.
Springtime. I'm so ready. I am super excited for our K-1 cooking extravaganza.
Mm-hmm.
We will be having that again April 20th at the Bartlesville Community Center.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom, today is the day for deadline of recipes.
You got to get them in.
You got to get them in. I got to get that cookbook ready. So if you want to send me your recipes today, if you're home, you're not really getting out much and you're making a stew or you're making something in the oven or whatever it is you're making, send me that recipe. You know, go experiment with what you have and let me know what you make.
There you go. There you go.
And it's super easy. Yeah, super easy to get me your recipe. You can send it to Tina@BartlesvilleRadio.com.
And that's all you have to do. So,
that's,
you know,
it.
Now I've been threatening, and I think I've already done it, but just in case, I might email you again my recipe for the old man's chili.
It's a good day for chili.
It certainly is. Chili and cinnamon rolls and grilled cheese, mm-hmm, and just about anything else you want to keep warm with.
Yes, anything to keep warm today for sure. So you can send me a picture of your recipe on my email. You can write it down. I don't think very many will be dropping it by the station, but you're welcome to do that if you want to.
If you're brave enough.
If you're brave enough, but, you know, I would just send an email today.
I would.
Nobody wants to get out and about on this stuff. So.
I don't even want to get out in this stuff, and I'm kind of used to it.
Well, yeah, coming from where you do, I bet so.
But
I don't want to be outside today at all, but I am wanting to make that cookbook.
Let's
so.
Do that. Let's do that.
Yes. Everybody send me your recipes. I do still have room for some more. So, again, that's Tina@BartlesvilleRadio.com. And, Tom, this year, you know, unfortunately, due to circumstances, we were not able to have our show last year. And
yeah.
I am excited that this year we've taken some different precautions. The community center has different steps in play. They're going to be marking off some rows and marking off some seatings to where everybody's going to be a little safer. We're going to have some social distancing in play.
Mm-hmm.
And masks are encouraged, of course. So, Tom, this year we're going to do things a little bit different.
Well, that's okay. We want to take care of ourselves, you know, and while we're out there, you know, getting a good whiff of that good cooking. And seeing how it's made and watching all the displays and everything, I don't think we really have to be on top of each other in order to enjoy that, do we?
No, the community center, there's no bad seat in the house. The way that it's designed,
that's
everybody
true.
Has a really good seat. And, Tom, for those who don't know what the show is, it's a thing where we come in and there's some celebrity chefs in town.
Uh-huh.
You may have heard of them.
Oh, yeah.
There's a couple. And I know there's some from Crossing Second that'll be there.
Oh,
and,
boy.
Tom,
yeah.
Miss Jamie Dunn will be back. She has been with us for longer than I have. So she's going to come, and she's so much fun. She's so funny. Mm-hmm. But she puts on a really good show, and they teach us how to make one of their signature dishes, something that you can find on their menu.
Mm-hmm.
And they teach us how to make that. And, Tom, in this cookbook that we're making,
mm-hmm,
that recipe is going to be in there as well. So you get to take that home with you. So you get to see how it's made. You get the recipe. You can go home, and your friends will think you are a master chef.
Well, so, with the right ingredients, a little bit of encouragement, and the proper amount of instruction, you can do a lot of things. And this would be something you can do.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely. So, Tom, this year, some people have bought their tickets from last year, and we asked them to either exchange them or hang on to them.
Yeah.
Well, if you've hung on to them, then starting March 1st, you can go to the Bartlesville Community Center box office, and they will exchange the seat for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you go pick out what seat you want, and they'll exchange that for you. And you have exclusive rights to that. You get to choose your seats first before anybody else. And then March 15th, the tickets will go on sale.
Very good. I like that.
For the general admission, yes.
You know, there were folks putting that away in the old safe deposit box. They wanted to make sure they got in on it this year. So.
Hey, yeah. I mean, Tom, we have a lot of people that really enjoy this show. And if you've never been, you should come so you understand why everybody enjoys this show. They make amazing food, and you get the recipe. How great is that?
I love it. Now, do we have anything on our websites at BartlesvilleRadio.com that can tell us a little bit more, not only about the recipes, but also about the show itself?
We absolutely do. There is a link on the right side. It's purple. That's my color this year. That's my theme color. So everything this year is going to have a little bit of purple in it. So, Tom, if you want to click that, it'll take you to submit a recipe. If you don't want to submit a recipe, then browse around that website within the website and, you know, just kind of see what's out there. We also have a Facebook page, the K-1 Cooking Extravaganza. And, Tom, it's gonna be a lot of fun, so you're going to learn a lot. And, you know, whether you just started cooking, whether you've been cooking for 50 years. I mean, you're going to learn something. You're going to take something home with you. The last show that we had a lot of children. The kids were so excited to see how things were made because they're starting to get in the kitchen. They're starting to learn different things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had one little girl that, you know, she predominantly did the cooking in the house because it was her thing and she loved it. And she was beyond excited to learn how to make some of these dishes, and you know, I would really love to see her back again, you know, to see how far she's come. But you know, cooking is a passion of mine, and I want to share it with everybody. So,
well, that's great. And this is the place to do it. And once again, the date for the show,
April 20th. That's a Tuesday evening.
Mm-hmm.
We have some booth browsing beforehand from some local vendors.
Yes,
we typically start a little bit later, but this year we're going to start it at 3:00. Get you plenty of time to come in, and we're going to have some social distancing rules there and some traffic instructions, but it's going to be great. We're going to have lots of vendors down in Community Hall, and we're going to have some snacks. We're going to have some refreshments. So, you know, if you want to come straight from work, if you want to stop off, grab the family, and come over, we're going to have, you know, different kinds of foods to eat and all kinds of enjoyable things for the evening.
Very good. I'm looking forward to this. And once again, folks, if you have that recipe, you've been thinking about sending it in, well, time's just about up. You got till a little bit later on this afternoon in order to get it done. And Tina, how can they get that email to you? We don't really suggest you bring it here in person today with all of this bad weather.
Probably not the best thing to get out today. So you are welcome to email me the recipe. You can click the side link there on BartlesvilleRadio.com to submit that online, or you can email it to me, Tina@BartlesvilleRadio.com, and I will get that in the cookbook. I will accept them all the way to the end of today. So if you want to email me at 10:00 this evening, no problem.
All right.
11:59, I'll take it.
All righty.
I might even take it at midnight. It'll be fine.
Tina, thanks for being with us today. All righty?
Thank you, Tom.
Stay warm.